This is Gretchen, and today, Food for Thought is on the road again. It's a short trip today, just across the street from the FM 90 studios. In fact, my producer, Mark Munger, who always makes me sound good, and I walked to the main building on the Western Iowa Tech campus, where we met up with Chef Brett McCarthy, the Administrative Program Coordinator of Culinary Arts. Brett led us into the new kitchen classrooms. My goodness. Spotless stainless steel surfaces glimmered. The walls and floors precisely tiled. Refrigerators humming. It was enough to make my little heart burst. A truly beautiful and inspiring space.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, Gretchen. Hi, Brett. This is fun to talk. Last time we spoke, it was the classroom, and now we've evolved into the second phase of the program.
We have.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on in here with your students. What kind of things are they going to be experiencing?
So this is the semester when they really start to cook. No pun intended. They will be doing a class called Garmager on Mondays. Garmager is a class that is cold cookery. So anything that is salads or dressings or cold desserts, cold soups. And then there's even an advanced Garmager, which gets into sausage making and pâtés and caviars and that kind of stuff. So that's the idea of Garmager. So there's really show platters and show plates and that kind of stuff. So, and that class is actually being taught by the former executive sous chef of Eldon's. So we're happy to have her on board. And then on Tuesday, I teach stocks and sauces. And so I take quite a bit of pride in teaching that kind of class, because the ability to make a good soup or stock or sauce is so crucial to your ability as a chef. On Wednesday, we go into fundamentals of baking. We start very simple, but so important. We're going to get into quick breads for our first class. Quick breads also encompasses shortbreads and shortcakes. It's also biscuits, and of course muffins. And so learning that technique and how to do that correctly is a very good principle. And the fourth class is cooking fundamentals. So the basic cooking fundamentals is on Thursdays. They're getting into moist heat cooking methods to begin with. And then as they move on, they'll get into dry heat methods and what have you. Cost and control is they finish out the week with cost control. So that's what the class they had today.
Okay, so this program sounds excellent, and it's truly part of a well-rounded education. It made me want to be a student. In fact, I felt the restlessness from when I was a student a million years ago. Then I had to move around. I had to see everything.
We're walking.
I see a meat slicer.
We do. We have a meat slicer. It's an automatic meat slicer. We have what we called an Alto Sham, and that's a slow cooker. We have Pitco fryers, which are self-filtering, which is really neat. Of course, we have a char broiler, a griddle, and then we have our 10-burner stove. We also have a nice little thing called a blast chiller. That's that lower unit there. 40 burners in this one kitchen. We got our hand-hammered wok, so they'll be able to do that with the
fire. In addition to that, we have a salamander, and a salamander is basically a really nice broiler.
Of course, the most important piece of equipment down there is the cappuccino machine.
By the way, is there anything more interesting than and wonderful than all this chrome and this white tile, and I love the orange?
Yeah, the stainless is just gorgeous, isn't it? It just blows you away. I mean, people really need to come by and see this to really get the full breadth of how
amazing this space is. It certainly is the pinnacle of my career. I mean, I've had the privilege of being part of so many programs, but this certainly, I actually had to walk around and just say, is this real? You know, I mean, there's as many programs as I have been a part of and had the privilege to lead, you know, when you get to that next level of something this grand, you even start to question yourself a little bit. You start to say, wow, you know, am I ready? You know, so it's really neat. I'm so privileged and so happy to be here.
I'm not sure I see a dishwasher in here.
Well, that we have to go down. And in fact, what is fascinating is that our dishwasher is, or our dish room, what we call our warewash room, is probably as big as most kitchens that are in the industry. So.
Now, I pride myself on disliking doing dishes as much as anyone, but this room, well, it would sure make it easier. Though I'm afraid, as nice as it is, and it is very nice with big sink basins, pressure hoses, even a warm water cycling system, I still prefer my system. Russ, my husband, he is self-cleaning, mostly. From the warewash room, we walk down a tiled hallway with long windows for observing the culinary activities. And at the end of the hall, we entered the last phase in Western Iowa Tech's culinary program, the baking phase.
Yes. I would like one of those mixers. You know, I don't have.
Well, and we have
a very good mixer.
Well, and you know, normally we used to go. Culinary schools used to go with KitchenAid mixers, and you know, that's a nice mixer. But these Globe mixers are much more sturdier, and they have a much stronger motor. So, but the nice thing about them is they fit all the KitchenAid attachments.
Oh.
We have a sausage meat grinding and a sausage making attachment. We have a pasta attachment. We also have, for when we do ice creams and sorbets, we won't have to use rock salt because there is a special container that we can freeze that has gel in it, and that will keep it cold, and we can actually make our ice cream without having to use rock salt. So that actually goes on this mixer as well.
And what kind of things are you thinking the students are going to be baking in here? I know you mentioned the breads, the quick breads, et cetera.
Yeah.
What will they be doing in here?
Yeah, so the fundamentals of baking is just going to be just that. So we're going to get into the quick breads, then we're going to get into cookies, and then we're going to get into pies and tarts. And then we'll get into some basic bread making. And then as they go on to their advanced stages, they'll get into the torts, the artisan breads, and some of the more advanced baking products.
This is
soufflés
all
and things like that.
Hand rolled, scratch.
Yes.
You're talking about the real authentic pastry.
We will, yes. Yeah. So, you know, although I will introduce them to some mixes, we want to teach them how to do it the authentic way because even though many times in the industry you'll use a mix, being able to use a mix correctly means that you understand how things come together and what the consistency is. And so if you only are trained on how to do something from a mix, obviously you can't necessarily understand it from if you had to make something from scratch. And really and truly, many of the more high-end restaurants are making a lot of things more from scratch. So we've gone kind of full circle where we went through that phase where a lot of things were just because for cost effectiveness, a lot of things were not handmade. But now we see more restaurants doing things from hand because they realize that's what the customer really wants.
So in the span of the 2-year program, students will go from the classroom to the lab.
Yes.
And then the third phase will be?
An immersion kitchen, so a demonstration kind of kitchen. And so people will be able to see from the dining room into the kitchen. My hope is that we're gonna kind of make it if I can, design it for a French provincial type of look. So we'll have, you know, nice wood tones, and we'll have the hanging pots and pans and that kind of stuff in copper. And so that's my goal on that, you know, to make it really, you know, make you feel like you're kind of sitting at the back door of, you know, a French restaurant, and, you know, just watching the chefs cook. So that's the hope.
As the French say, au garçon. We oohed and aahed about more equipment in the baking kitchen, the ovens, the dough slicers, the bread rollers. Then Chef Brett showed us out while talking about all of the ideas he has for the future, wine tastings, food samplings for the community, and much more. It all sounded so delicious and so much fun. Mark and I made the short walk back to the station, talking about all the things we'd like to make, dreaming of the shows we could produce. And granted, we will be back. But for now, this is Gretchen signing off. You've been listening to Food for Thought on the Road.